A Feel-Good Field Day by Laura D. Card, based on a true story. Abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
Have a good time,
Julie's mother called as she leaned on her cane and waved.
I will,
Julie said, waving back. Today was field day at school, which meant there would be races and awards. It was usually an exciting day, but Julie was distracted as she walked to school. She kept thinking about how much Mom had changed over the past year. Mom used to run and play and even taught Julie how to stand on her head. But ever since getting sick, Mom couldn't walk very well.
It's okay,
Mom usually said.
Watching you run and play makes me happy.
Julie wanted to bring home an award ribbon for Mom so badly she could hardly stand it. There was only one problem. She was the smallest one in the class and didn't usually win at sporty things.
Maybe if I pray, Heavenly Father will help me,
Julie thought. As she prayed, a warm feeling filled her heart. She smiled. It felt like the Spirit was telling her that field day was going to be great. At school, the students were gathering into groups and teams.
Hey, Julie, come try this,
Sophia yelled from the long jump line. When it was her turn, Julie took a deep breath and ran as fast as she could. She pushed off the starting line and felt the wind whip her hair as she sailed over the sand. She landed with a thump and remembered to fall forward.
That's the farthest I've ever jumped,
Julie said to Sophia when she saw her score. It wasn't far enough to earn a ribbon, but Julie felt good inside, like she shouldn't give up. Soon another friend, Evie, was calling to them.
Come try the 50-yard dash.
Julie lined up next to lots of other kids. When the starter yelled, go, Julie pumped her legs as fast as she could.
Wow, I'm running really fast,
Julie thought. She came in fourth place, not quite fast enough to earn a ribbon. Julie felt a flicker of worry, but there was still time for one more event. Julie and her friends decided to try the relay race. After Sophia ran around the track, Julie stretched out her hand for the baton.
I think we're in first place,
Julie thought as she took the baton and ran. But as she handed the baton to Evie, another runner pulled ahead. The good feelings Julie had faded away. Still breathing hard, she walked to a nearby hill and plopped down on the grass. She wrapped her arms around her knees and listened to the cheers of students and teachers as the race ended. Julie thought about her morning prayer. She thought about all of the times she had felt good during the day. She was glad the races had been fun, but she also felt sad that she hadn't earned a ribbon. Suddenly, something surprising happened. Those good feelings started filling her heart again. It was like the Spirit was telling her that she should keep hoping for good things to happen. Julie smiled. Then she felt a hand on her shoulder.
Look what we've got!
Evie squealed as she held up two ribbons.
One for you. Our team came in second in the relay.
Julie rubbed the shiny satin between her fingers and looked at the gold letters gleaming in the sunlight. She said a silent prayer, thanking Heavenly Father for helping her feel good throughout the day. Then she jumped up. She couldn't wait to tell Mom all about her feel-good field day. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story. A Feel-Good Field Day by Laura D. Card. Narrated by Kristen Hawkins.